No, I feel the same. You know, nothing's changed in the way I am or who I am or the way I approach the game, how I am on the practice field, how I am in the locker room. I've always stayed true to who I am and just have to continue to approach the game the same way every week.
So what did Chip say to you, and did you expect him to say that?
I mean, it's simple. I mean, you know, Chip's a simple guy. I just went in there. He told me the situation, you know, that I was the one and Mike was the two, and that, you know, let's go. I mean, it's not like drawn out. I know, like in movies, it's like a big thing. You sit down, there's like tears. Everybody's, you know, I walked in. We talked a little bit about the Oregon Arizona game and had to throw that in there for my Wildcats out there. And then he just told me the situation and, you know, I was ready to go. Mike's ready to go. You know, it takes multiple quarterbacks to win this, so you never know what happens. And it's the same talk he told me, you know, you always got to be ready. We're the same group we were. We're going to keep pushing each other the same every day, make each other better. And it's a great quarterback room to be in with Coach Lazor. And, you know, that's why it's pretty cool that nothing, you know, we're still approaching the game the same way.
Can you understand what this maybe is like for Mike, who's basically been a starter his entire career, and how well he's handling this and backing you up and being a good teammate to you?
Oh, I mean, Mike's been tremendous throughout this whole thing. And, you know, Mike's done so many things in this league, and he's such a great quarterback and still is. But he's the best thing about Mike is he's a great team player. He's been nothing but, helpful to me throughout this whole thing, whether it's me on the sidelines. He's, you know, maybe telling me what he sees out there. Or, you know, if it's a time where, you know, composure is an issue, we'll just sit there and talk, you know. And that's what's special about Mike is he's, you know, just a good person and, how he's approached this, and just to see him being a team player and throughout this whole thing. It's been great for me to look up to an older guy and see how he's handled this whole situation.
Nick, do you have any kind of standard or thing in your mind that you have to do to be in this position next year to say to yourself, okay, I need to do this so that I'm the guy?
Win. That's it. I mean, you can do all the stats you want or, you know, do everything, but the most important thing is winning the games and putting your team in a position to win games. And that's why, you know, quarterbacks play the position. That's why I play the position is you want the ball in your hand each and every play, and you're the one making the decision. So if you lose, a lot of that's on you for, you know, maybe you got to be sharp each and every day. So, but at the same time, you can't put too much pressure on yourself. There's a happy medium that you find, and I think the big thing is just continue to approach the game the same way I have each and every week. Don't change anything just because of, you know, an announcement or anything that goes on. Just keep working hard. You know, there's great coaches. We have great players, great people around this whole building. So it's a blessing to be here and just to be a part of the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm very thankful for it.
At what point in the
preseason, in the third week of the preseason, when Chip comes out and names Mike the quarterback, what was your reaction in terms of your long-term future? Did you think this day was going to be possible at that point?
Honestly, I didn't even worry about it. I was, you know, first thing I did was go up and give Mike a hug and just congratulate him. And, you know, I knew I was going to be – he told me I was going to be number two. I was going to be ready. And like I've told you all before, approach every day like a starter and then help Mike, you know, every day when he was going through it, try to help him to make him a better player. And the future, it's like I said before, you worry about the future, you worry about it. You know, you're going to miss out on what's right in front of you right now. So, you know, I'm thankful to be here in this position. If, you know, today was the last day I played football, I'd be very thankful for what I've had. And it's a blessing just to be, you know, healthy to play.
A lot of people think this stretch coming up, you know, two winning teams, Arizona, Detroit, big test for the team and then yourself. Do you agree with that? I mean, this will be the first time you face, I think, back-to-back winning teams.
I mean, I'm just worried about Arizona. I know that they've been playing some really good football, and they have a really good team, a sharp defense with a lot of talent. So, we really, you know, this is a great challenge. It's exciting. We get to come back home again. You know, we got that off our chest last time. We finally, you know, got a win for our fans, and we have to continue to build on that and use home as an advantage. And, you know, the fans were great, and I'm excited for them to come back out there and, you know, be rowdy again and have some fun. And we just need a great week of preparation and get ready for them.
He was making sure that you knew you were the quarterback going forward, unless you get hurt or something. He didn't want you looking over your shoulder. Does that mean a lot to you? Were you expecting that?
You know, I think that, you know, it means a lot, you know, when people are up front with you and honest with you. And Chip's has been nothing but honest. And, you know, I am thankful to have a coach like that. But at the same time, I think when you just worry about day to day and, you know, I'm thankful for, you know, every day. You don't really start worrying about looking over your shoulder in those situations. You just go out there every day and you play to the best of your ability. And if someday it's, you know, not good enough or something happens, you know, then, you move on to something else. And but it is great to have a coach that's honest and, you know, upfront with his players and tells them what's going on instead of just hiding it from them. So I do respect Chip for that.
Did you get away from the 100% during the bye, or did you do anything?
I got away from it. I watched the Arizona-Oregon game. I was glued to the TV, and once again, very proud of my Wildcats. That was a big one for us. They played some great football, and, you know, they're going to keep building. But that was pretty much the big game I watched. I knew it was a big game. It was a big game in this building. So, once again, I had to throw it out there again. Wildcats.
How about NFL related, though? But did you do anything as far as playbook or just having yourself stay sharp while you guys were off?
I think that I got away from it. Spend time with family. Because that's what's most important when you get a bye week and, you know, you come back into it refreshed, refocused. Not that you weren't focused before, but there's just something about being with family that you come back and you're energized and you're eager to get back into it all. Because, you know, it was, 5 days that we didn't have it. And you're going to think about it. You're going to run to people that, you know, want to talk football a little bit. So it's constantly, it's not like it's totally absent. You're going to talk about it. You're going to reminisce and stuff like that. But as much as I could, I rested and just, you know, getting ready for, you know, Arizona.
From where you were last year in December to where you are heading into this December, what has been the greatest area of improvement?
I think just decision-making. The NFL is a fast game, and especially when you're a rookie and things are going on. So I think that the big thing I took away from my rookie year was you got to be sharp. You can't hold on to a read too much. If something's not there, just move on. Check downs are great if, you know, you can't throw it downfield. And it's really just, I mean, it's better taking a 2-yard gain than a sack or, you know, interception or different things like that. And I think it's just learning to manage the game. Different situations, 3rd and long, you know, a lot of times last year I try to force it down there and try to, throw it into double, triple coverage and try to make a play. And sometimes that, you know, works, sometimes it doesn't. So it's just being smart in those situations and game management. And that'll be something that I'll continue to work on. You know, that's the exciting part about this game. And you have to work on those things every week because it changes every single week. And understanding your opponent's the big part of that preparation. And we have great coaches around us that help us, give us a lot of information, and explain it to us so that we can go out there and play at our best.
Two more for Nick, guys.
Not defeat just the guy, but defeat the guy in this situation with your team playing 5 very crucial games. How important is that for you?
I mean, you know, I don't approach it any different. It's a great position to be the quarterback of this organization. It's a great honor, but I don't think I look at it as a, you know, in a bulk. It's one game against Arizona. That's our opponent this week. So all my energy and focus will go into them. And that's the only team we're playing on Sunday. So that's the team we have to beat. We don't have to beat those other 4 this Sunday. So it's a great honor to be in this position. But, you know, I got to get a lot of work done this week and get a lot of great preparation because they are a very talented team. And, you know, we got to, you know, be strong at home.
You're the NFL's leading passer right now, passer rating. You know, people bring up stats and they start comparing you. Your names get up there with Brady right now and Manning as far as what you've done this year. And I've always heard you say you're not even in that elite company, but your name is there. So what is that like for you as you see that right now and knowing that?
I mean, I think the big thing is you got to keep preparing. You got to keep studying because other people are seeing that too. So their attention to detail of what we're doing is going to be even more intense because they see what we're doing. So I think it just puts more on us because they're going to try to come out there and stop whatever we do. And then you see that we're passing well, they're going to try to take that away. So it's really just I try to look at it as other teams would look at the stats. They don't care about that. They just know that, hey, we try to take this away, we can stop them. So we have to be sharp, as an offense, me as a quarterback, of really, you know, seeing how I think, like, all right, what would I do in this situation and try to take away this play. And then when you're running the play, you try to key defenders and different things like that of who could take away the concepts, and that way you can play off them and get the ball to the right spot. So, I mean, that's how I look at it. I don't look at it as, oh, we're doing great. I look at it as, all right, the other teams see it, so how do we keep going so they don't stop it?
Well, do you think that the other team right now looks at that and views you as, we've got to prepare him the same way we would Peyton or Brady or anybody else?
No, they're going to look at me as me. I mean, we're different people. They're going to study the film. They're going to see that. They know that I'm a younger quarterback, and you know, I'm 24 years old. I'm going in. It's been a crazy season. We're finally getting things going, and we just have to continue to build. So they're definitely going to look at me totally differently because, I mean, Brady, Manning, those guys have such a bulk of work that Rodgers, you know, all those guys that, you know, there's it's not, you can't really compare that just because I'm a younger guy. I haven't played enough to, I mean, those guys are pretty darn good.
Thanks, guys. Start with you. Oh. Mike Vick is available at his locker.